Chapter 1. Will. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Where is your heart? What is the center of your life? Your true treasure? Where is that single, immobile axis in you, around which everything, from the greatest to the smallest aspect of your life, revolves? That magnetic heart, that real treasure, that immovable axis, could also be called your deepest and truest intention, that central intention that lies behind every thought, emotion, or action you may have. This deep intention is what moves you, what draws everything that comes to you, and what directs everything that springs from you. In the universal teaching, this deep intention is also called will, the power that moves the entire universe, the first ray of the Spirit. We have already talked about the seven chambers of the heart that are filled with a certain fire. This fire that fills your heart and your entire being is exactly this will, this deep intention. This is why we can say with certainty that the quality and nature of this driving power in you is what directs your life in this or that direction, like the helm of a boat. This helm is invisible, as is your most secret treasure, your deepest intention. But even so, it is this invisible power that will always direct your whole life. In the structure of your etheric heart, this deepest center corresponds to the first chamber, the one in the very middle. If you look at the seven chambers of your etheric heart as the rudder of the boat, you will understand that this chamber is the axis, the center around which the rudder of your life turns, with the other six chambers that revolve around it. The first chamber also corresponds to the core aspect of your consciousness. This center or core is formed when the two principles of universal creation become concentric in your being, when the triple-double logos, the triangles of father-mother, actually fit together. Then the central power awakens in your being, and the core of your self-awakened consciousness utters the magic word, the only living creative word in the entire universe. I. Ergo sum. I am. This is the sacred and secret name of the divine being. This is why the central chamber of your heart is represented by that little dot that appears before the secret, sacred, and forever unknown center of all life, the center of the universe that you carry in your heart. The whole purpose of creation, nature, evolution, culture, and civilization was to manifest that moment when the father-mother becomes self-aware in the son, in the center of the human heart, so that you too can say, I am. We have just said that the I and the identification with the I generate the state of consciousness and selfish life which in reality is the true cause of all human suffering, and that we must overcome this phase through a true self-revolution. Now, however, we are saying that the entire divine effort of the universal manifestation has as its objective the creation of the I. This may sound, to say the least, contradictory. This, however, is the crux of the matter. And whoever understands this issue in depth and reality will see that his life will also gain a totally different perspective. If, however, you do not understand this well, not only will it be impossible for you to follow the path of self-revolution based on the universal principle, on the absolute being within yourself, but it will also be difficult for you to live a life full of meaning. This is why it is so important that you recognize the truth that perhaps still lies within you as a mystery to your consciousness, for the truth will set you free. The truth is that the I is divine. The truth is that the I, the real I, cannot be destroyed because it is God itself. The I, the real I, is eternal, immortal, without end, without limits. The I, your real self, is the goal of all creation. Your real self is the tool created by the divine powers of the universe to allow the divine being, God, to become self-aware, to become aware of itself, to know itself, to grow and develop infinitely. Therefore, it is not the I that must be destroyed. Rather, it is about a certain orientation, a certain choice, or a fundamental shift towards the helm of life that needs to take place. The myth of Paradise Lost and the myth of Narcissus, cited above, indicate this choice. A certain direction that was taken by this central helm of our life at a certain point in our existence. The moment each being becomes fully self-aware, or in other words, the moment the etheric heart finally attains the perfect form of its divine archetype, when the divine father, mother becomes absolutely united, it is then that the sun, the soul consciousness, or the I is awakened in its center. The sun is the core of consciousness, and the basic definition of consciousness, as Plato asserts, is a combination of choice and impact. When the soul's core is awakened, when the self-conscious I finally awakens, it has there before it an infinite amount of choices, just like the countless cosmoi that fill the universe. Therefore, there is no pre-established divine plan, much less accidents that occur along it. That would be foolish and even impossible, because the divine impulse is incapable of creating anything other than itself in perfection. What happens are choices, individual and collective intentions, which have the power to create an impact on matter as a mirror of themselves. As defined by the Rosicrucians and alchemists of the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries, the human being must be seen as a miniature world, minutus mundus, therefore a microcosm. Thus, we are all like the pearls of this necklace of infinite choices, from the perfect unification with the One and the Absolute Life to its perfect negation with the corresponding identification with our mirror image in matter. From the real I, identified with the One, to the selfish I, desperately seeking its own image outside of itself, the I is always an intention, a purpose, a manifestation of the perfect universal will. It is omnipotent to create its own world, be it the divine world of perfect unification, or the fragmented and dialectical reality of the non-integrated selfish I, seeking to find his lost identity in the mirror of a fragmented and dialectical world. The spiritual schools of all times were for those who had accumulated enough self-awareness and a sufficient amount of experience to recognize that reality is both an illusion and a product of their own consciousness. These human beings are like the ripe fruits of the tree of life. They have matured to begin to learn the difference between reality and illusion, inside and outside of themselves. They have matured enough to begin the process of regaining their power of choice, their free will, the strength to change the direction of the rudder of their lives in the central chamber of their hearts. This free will, also understood as intention or purpose, can again become a free choice and no longer a selfish will that acts like a broken rudder that has brought the boat of their lives to a desperate wreck. This is the meaning of a true goodwill. These are the human beings of goodwill. The will of these human beings has matured to recognize how foolish it is to seek their own identity outside the One, the true self. So they learn to give their helm a new direction, learn to turn the wheel of their lives, the chambers of their heart, towards the One, which is already in their own heart. After countless lifetimes, wandering through the sands of the desert of life, with their backs to the sun, and hopelessly following their own shadow, they finally awoke, became self-aware, and heard the voice of the silence, the voice of the One, which has always called them. When they turn to that voice, they find the source of life within themselves and become totally unified with it. These human beings no longer desperately search for their identity, for their treasure, outside of themselves, living a divided life with a broken heart in pieces, a piece for lost love, a piece for a speculative knowledge, a piece for an impossible harmony, a piece for the accumulation of goods and wealth, a piece for an insatiable desire, a piece for an unrealizable achievement. When they find the One, they find their real identity, their real self, their real treasure, their will and the will of the One become a single will. Their lives flow with the waters of the river of life. They finally heal from their most incurable pain. Spirit fills the nucleus of their identity, the central chamber of their heart. The fire that burns in them now is the fire of life, of the invisible one life. The spirit, the fire of life, blooms in its seven petals, seven colours, seven sounds, filling the seven chambers of the etheric heart, transforming it once again into the rose of the heart of fire. The one, an indivisible spirit, unfolds in the seven rays of the spirit. Will, love, intelligence, harmony, wisdom, dedication, and action. However, the first step is a choice. It is a turning point, an act of your deeper purpose. Will you continue to seek your treasure outside of yourself? Or are you ready to embrace your divine origin and accept the heritage of the universal treasure that awaits you since the dawn of time? Now that all the possibilities and paths of the world and life are wide open before you, what will your choice be? You know you don't have to let go of anything, for this is not a path of division and separation. This is a path of integration. The choice you are faced with is a real internal choice. It is the choice to continue on the path of trying to build the identity of your own being through the external aspects of your life, letting yourself be defined by your profession, your partner, your possessions, your wealth, your whatever it is. Or it is the choice to reconcile yourself with the call of the Eternal One, thus using all the outer aspects of your life as a gift to manifest the One Will, thus allowing your life to flow, shine, and grow in it. The real questions that really matter are, who are you? Who do you want to be? What is your life's purpose? Answer these questions for yourself, dear reader. Choose your own path, but do it with your eyes wide open, in full self-awareness and full self-responsibility. We hope and yearn that you can choose the one path, so that through the one radiation of spirit, the one will, your heart can be filled with the luminous fire of the seven rays of the spirit. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.